I thought that was completely dependent upon when they come to Bezdin.
No, no, just a second.
Didn't they used to close the door and only take 2x2 dafka to avoid this problem?
It doesn't say to close the door. Tosha says, and the Mishnah says, in Emtsech Man Kodav Eposu, and so Tosha said, Makas Gafov, Eich Motsinu, Yedein Viragvenu, but at a chupa you have Kodav, and the Kodav Eposu. And this is what Tosha said. So I think Tosha's answer, Miyachat Eidem. I believe Tosha has that answer. Miyachat Eidem. Or they don't come together. I mean, it's only when they come together as one cup. That's, then I say Nimtsech Man Kodav. Otherwise, there's no dinner in the church. So that's all. In order to avoid Tosha's kasha, the hakroivim, so if you single them out, you eliminate the kroivim. They shouldn't be in the category of nimtzeichem korovei pos. That's all. But the pasim take people and say you're postulated. They say what takes place. They see it and they hear it. And you say you're postulated. What do you mean postulated? He has no right to pass it.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying, I don't understand what the exclusion does to divide them up. If later they'll come, so Bezdin should do something else. They should say that if there's a Shiloh and they have to call
Shiloh,
for the Edom will call later, and they won't let any of the Krovim in to even testify. They'll say only the two that were under the hook, that were Miyachid, should come and tell Bezdin whether
Rebbe asked this question. In King Doctor, Shnei Achim Sharol. Rebbe asked the same question. You have two brothers. I witnessed that crime.
They didn't start it with other people.
Yeah.
They didn't start
it
with other people.
So it's only if it's a cut, if not a separate, it's not. This is the way I understand the exclusion is only it should, that part should be eliminated. But otherwise, the Edom remain there.
You're excluding other people who are
possible. No, you're only excluding everybody as not joining with these two individuals. These are one cut. That's one cut. That's what you're doing.
So when that cut comes, it's kosher. But
they don't have to come.
Kosher,
but they
don't
have
to
come.
The
we accept them as a separate cut.
Well, these are
possible.
One
because
cut.
The point is,
it's going to be possible because
of the
cut.
You have a lot of spectators, so you're going to take all.
Let me ask a Pasha question. If we're worried about such a thing happening, we should simply make two sets.
Two or three, or whatever it is.
There's to be choices for one, but it being possible.
We assume the two Adam that we have the Akosher Adam. I mean, after you are. You single them out. You don't
so
take
some
stomach.
Say that anyone who's in business is a kosher aid. So how do you, I mean,
it's not kosher aid.
It would make sense if this
someone said in that case I have to go through everybody's tax, and the pass everybody's aid.
I mean,
announcement preclude the possibility of any of the Krovim coming with the Kasher Edim to Bezdin?
Even if they come, it's nothing.
It won't be for the Kasher.
They are not, they are automatic. Okay. Once he told them, you two exclusively. Meaning that this is...
Oh, they should have in mind that they're together,
they
and therefore they can't be...
They
can't join with anybody else
come.
Afterwards.
They cannot...
That's
all it is. The din from Echad Man Kodav Eposu is eliminated.
Okay, but therefore you need another two kosher edim. Let's say there's only one kosher ed in the audience. Let's say one of the edim is possible. But there's only one, but there's not two kosher edim. There's only one kosher ed.
And
that's all.
The audience
can't be...
Right,
and
that's
all. I mean, you ask this. If there would be a shayla, then they would...
But let me ask a different way. Why don't we go ahead?
It's
not mitzvah. That's what the board is.
We have a shayla today, a rabbi. They make kind of hoping that they take anyone as Aden, Apostle Aden. And what happens if there's a shayla about a get? So maybe I'll pass on the Kiddushin, because the Edom are no good. And Enochan Amev,
Moshe always says the truth is, he always said that there weren't two kosher Edom there, but that doesn't mean the two were appointed, it means anyone's. But let me ask like this, according to this logic though, all right, so we don't want to make two sets of Edom and everything's fine, but it seems to me they should at least have the Chosn say out loud, Harayat, they should publicly give the ring, so that everybody should see it. According to the way the Rav is learning,
see, they
should. No, they do it privately. They whisper on the thing. They turn off the mic. They whisper on the thing.
I would say just the opposite.
One second, and they slip their line. Everyone is crowded around. The only one who could be the aide is the photographer. That's how they set up. But it's counterproductive.
I'm not so sure. They use the loudspeaker.
That's all good.
So they do hear him say. The rabbi says, say, hare, hare.
Ah, usually no one
but
sees.
But you do hear it. They do hear it.
Can't see the word leave.
Usually no one
don't see it on the camera.
It's probably better like that, because now you can't have anybody casso it up. No, because we already had yichud for that particular thing, but for the Rav raised the question that if those people won't be any good, we could always have the other Adam. But if you're doing it away where they can't see, you can't interrupt. You didn't understand that. You didn't understand what he said. He said that you're keeping the tab with those two, but you could go as your own. The two other people will see it. So therefore, we have a big Indian that everybody should see the chasna properly.
Yes.
Not the way they're doing it. Everybody has a toes in it. That's what he's saying. Very good.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Or we invite the Yudalit.
Therefore, it's a good thing to say chasna to which ones would say what. Just in case the...
In the beginning, I remember when I entered the rabbinate, I was very much disturbed. I saw these reverends, they make kumpis, you know.
What's a
reverend? They have special marriage around.
I forget, Jewish justice is a piece.
They have kumpis and they make a bracha. Like
his office
they
get married.
They officiate. And they're conservatives, they don't know what they are. And they are postulated, they ate them, they pick up postulated. Ramele is they're not married, the brochus are brochus of Atola, the whole thing. So eventually I realized it's better that way. I come to an Indian from remarriage without a guest, with Mamzeris.
Therefore, you shouldn't get half conditions from Nishus. So therefore, you should deal with condition because we're wise if I'm not saying.
Yeah, well, but right, people,
now the prophet, the Jewish way is. That a couple should be big dishes, tar and
get it yet?
Yeah, but even though that's like if you're in the rabbinate, let's say you're the rabbinate marries this girl, they go and marry everyone who's not from, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that a mitzvah what they're doing?
Sure, they want to have they want to have that their family should be. So far, the assumption is that even though they're not from, but to that extent, I mean, Ashishishim. Each one has his own wife, I mean, they won't exchange wives.
Today.
Is the
Rav supposed to... That's
right, they get good control over it.
What they got a good class,
so that's most of them is control.
Well, that is another thing. What happens, for example, if the woman happens to be a nida at the time, she couldn't go to mikveh? So we don't pascha like that. Daram maintains the kedushin. Shulamim shalibia lahava kedushin. But he's a yochid. We don't pascha like that. So, but the evidence the wedding is valid. The only thing is, suppose she could have gone to mikveh. So what's then? What's the halach? Now there is a din. What's the shaila? The shaila lefnei yiva lasif mikshu. And if you the rabbi, I mean here. If the rabbi wouldn't perform the ceremony, they probably had already relations anyway, you know, and if they don't, this rabbi won't, they'll go elsewhere, they'll go to justice of the peace. You can't...
Why is that? The rabbi says it's better.
No, so therefore, now what I mean
the
is...
The question on the rabbi, not what they're going to do.
So what I'm saying is, the din for lifnei iva, the din is a betray ivre denara, you know, in other words, if naive is only if without you, they couldn't do the Issa. But if without you, they do the Issa anyway.
What about the union of Messiah or Beirut?
Only thing, what's a Messiah? You're not a Messiah. It's done, you're not Messiah. They do anyway.
You could wait until
nothing to do with you.
No,
the rabbi is not a Messiah. The only Shaila is, if they could obtain that without the rabbi, if the rabbi would be the only one and without his performance, nothing would come of it. No, then it would be a emissary.
That's an Israel. That's the case.
No, he's saying since it can go to justice of the peace.
No, an Israel.
The rub means it's justice of the peace in America.
And in America, and you have reverence and all kinds.
No, but in Israel, you can't do that.
In Israel, you can do that. So I don't know. In Israel, probably they also mark because they have to go to.
You have to get a tudah.
Have to get a tudah. But the Braille, I heard already. Women there that are for a few scholars that give you the two that I'm going to.
Yeah, the point is, I don't know what it helps anyway, because maybe we still need it. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, I guess it's a little better.
Yeah,
I'm getting back to you, Dawood.
Get Shenichta Biksaf Malshonis. The aid of Chasumim b'ksav acher.
Yeah, the mistake in our printing. There's a lamed missing. There's a lamed missing. Get the nechta b'ksav. There's also looks like a day.
B'ksav?
Yeah.
Mehal shonus.
Yeah.
Mem hei lamed. The lamed is missing.
Second lamed missing.
The aid of Chasumim b'ksav acher is kosher. Vehu sheyir ha'edem makirim l'shen ha'ksav v'ksivah. They have to recognize. In other words, even though they don't write in a different ksav, but they should know about the ksav. And then he goes on to say, even if they, let's the next seed. Echad me'edem chosav.
Wait. So what is it? What do you mean by ksav and loshon? Loshon is Hebrew.
Loshon is Hebrew.
Get your nesav but ksav, me'hal shonis.
Me'hal shonis.
Is it English letters? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, the lettering is different. What? Different,
but
different
it was transliterated,
letter.
Or it was
transliterated? Yeah. Or as we said, some is Ashuris and some write ordinary.
Can the Adrian rely on someone that is traveling?
Yes,
we'll have the next. Yes,
we do. Yes.
Yeah. Ha'edim shachoy echem ha'edim chosem b'ksav loshen echot ve'ed Hashem b'ksav loshen achayez kosh. One in Hebrew, one in English would be all right. That would also be aloha, I mean, but he had it. Ha'edim shechosim ala get tzirichem liyas yoidim likris v'lachsim. Before the chasim, they have to read. They have to know what they're reading.
That's not every word, or they just have to know the gist of it and the Torah?
Well, soon have. The menim yoidim likris. If they don't know the Aramaic language, it's kodim b'fneim, so two edim read before them. The choisman, then they can chasma and they say so, that this is so, that this is what it says in the document. The who she yakiru loshen aget. Now here, it is provided they recognize that this is Aramaic or Hebrew. But they can't even recognize that.
Yakiru loshen aget means that they know the words of the get. What it means,
they
no?
No, they know what language it was
written. They know what language it was written.
What's that got to
do? Even if they don't know, this is what they say in the side of Zerbera Gula. Chof. Pirisharava Magas, Shiakira Beiza Loshen Nichter, Im Evrito, Yvonito Shalishan. Vava Bishaini Mevinim Aloshen. Umedim Lehem, Sheze Star, Gethu. Whatever I call it, Benish Vishnu.
So that's all you have to know.
Then there's another prayer, Pirish also, like you said, they have to know. They have to know, not only recognize that this is the Hebrew, but they have to know also a little more knowledge. Well, anyway, but we prefer this Perish. I said, Kepirish Yarosh, because I'm Chabba Vesheshu. And Vesheshu, he has all the clues. How do we continue with the Mechabba? The main of Yodam Lachsim, if they don't, is Roshimim Lahem Baroik. And you're right. With saliva, you put the letters, and they write on the saliva. Saliva had a ksav sheni shel kayomer.
Right.
So that's not considered ksav. Only you use it for the others to.
Can we do like they do with the Sefer Torah, where the Sefer makes the outline and have them fill in the?
So the outline is already nice. So that wouldn't do. Yeah, Dafki but Aksav Shen Yochel, but it's not considered Aksav, Shen Shel Kayom. And that's because by Medav Hashem the Rishuma Miskayim. It doesn't. It's not lasting.
I think the
Rosh Peres is last thing.
The Rosh Hashanah should get a Hebrew stencil made with the Ksav Hashuas.
Yeah.
Then everybody could sign their name. But just fill it in.
Fill it in. Yeah, then we'll that's soon good, have no? that. That's what I'm more. That's what I'm more. Well, soon come.
No, Sefer Torah. Forget the Sefer Torah. For getting all you do is pour the ink on one letter at a time.
Yeah.
It should be good for us. No,
I'll tell you about Sefer Torah. If you're right.
The mice
and the house. And the house, I see here. I see you have the house there.
That's right. We discussed
yeah.
that in the mail.
Yeah. The house there.
No,
well, let's see that Ramah has
but that. But a stencil per se should be all right.
Let's see that Ramah. Let's see that Ramah. So the Mechaber says, as long as you use saliva, which is not Niskayim, the same question of the Russian. And the Ramah, of course, this is all Gemara, so I want you to know. You cut out in a piece of paper, you cut out the letters, והם חושבים דרך הקרא. That's a stencil. So, תשע זה הזכה, שער זה הזכה. What is the union of חסים? If there's a tiny mezuyah, what do we do? We compare signatures.
Right.
But if you fill in, how do you compare?
Not everybody fills in the same way.
Oh, but the answer is they're not all, in other words, the cutting out is large, and they don't fill it, fill in the entire cut in. So each one is a little, has some uniqueness about itself.
But to make the cut out, but if I take a bottle and I pour the ink on it, I mean, it's going to look the same in the end. Because when you pick it up, it all still there. That's why it's in the chassid. And pushing a button on a typewriter is sick of the chassid.
What are we paying for us?
Even
the
sirikasid.
What's
the
old name?
Yeah, but the signature is there's a pakonin. Eidach HaSimen. I'm going to be made of there should be Eidach HaSimen. In case, why did he make that pakonin? The Gemara says,
well,
in case the Adam die, or they go to Mishnah Sayam, and we want to know the husband time is a mizuyah. And there's no one to identify. That's why the Chassime, so we identify with other signatures.
So today, when you have an aid on the get, unless somebody is involved in Rabbanus, when do you sign your name in Israel? What's the Kurdish? When do you sign your name?
When
you sell the chametz.
Yeah.
So what? There's no way. So we can't do the passage. But that's you. So we don't need to hear my get now. We don't need to hear. Because we have
over here. We're talking about here. We've got eight of them over here. They don't understand the language.
See, the Beshmur says we follow always the spelling of the names the way they use.
Yeah, they don't do
that. They don't spell it.
No. Spelling. People spell the only thing.
And people spell. The only thing is that nowadays people don't sign except Ashuras.
Yeah, but even non-Sabbashur, but if they do, they use Hebrew letters altogether. So as a result, I don't even know.
I don't understand it. Why doesn't the Rav have us, all the other things we fixed up all these years, and hate is a gewaltig, why can't we make a stencil with Ksav Hashuas, and then to this right scale, I have to make a small one, of course, and then you're this way, in case you're in Timbuktu, and you can't find an aid, you know how to write his own name, so we're... So many people, they can't
rush.
Vanada, each one writes it individually. You have the individuality of the person and the signature. So I'd rather tell him, here is in Siddur, take a Siddur.
Try to copy it.
Do the best you can.
Wouldn't it be a good idea? Rukwa's idea was a very good idea. Take a stencil, not of the signatures for the Aden, but for the whole get, for the whole Lashon HaGet. So now you both get him felt, and there won't be a good cipher there.
That you can do.
Line by line, and you'll read space. Imagine you want the individual letters. I'll figure out which letters to make the name.
It's like you see.
You have to fill in the name. I say for him about the name. The Magadish and Mizgadesh, the Magadish name appears on the third line, the Mizgadesh is on the sixth line. If there are some Shinuyim, now.
Your whole words.
And you have to figure it out so that it should.
You have certain words that you have, like a hey or a wow, the letters that could be stretched, and those they won't be on the stencil, and those, after you put the names in, then you'll write those letters and fix it. It could be done, it could be done. And also for the Edom, it could be done for the Edom too. For the Edom, I need individuality, let each one copy from the set. As a matter of fact, listen, the get
also, if there's no cipher, anyone can be a cipher, copy from the city of the letter. What can you do?
I don't do that. Okay.
Listen, some of them have to make a living. Okay, you done. Get your customer by Edom Psuli. Afila echad posel, echad kosher, harei ze posel. Afila yesh kan eidem esire. Sharei hum ezuiv metecha. In other words, if you have and I get one posel eides, it's worse than if there would be no eidem at all. No eidem at all, although we would say eidem esire kosher. But once you have a posel eides, it's ezuiv metecha, and the whole thing
is... What about a korov?
Ezuiv metecha.
That's not serious.
No, that's called, I mean, once you have the text, there's some mistake in it, so the entire is invalid, the entire document is not valid. Because the name is Zuz Meter, but that's in the Gemara, really, the dollar, the hey, the Mordecai calls him Zuz Meter, but Gimel him a dollar. It's right in the beginning, it's Zuz Meter.
Even though the Edom is here, it's kosher,
but the Edom Chasim invalidated the document. And if they hadn't signed, it would have been better. So you would give it the Edom Mesire, if need be. All right, the Takone, we already said that the Takone Sem Gamliel is Me'akim. Only of the Evid, maybe with Egon.
In that case, where there were Edom Mesire, say by Eidei Shliach, whatever it was, and then they found out, now the Besdin, wherever it is, wherever the Mesir is going to be, has the get, and they find out that one of the Edom is possible, can they cut it off? Because if there wouldn't be Edom there on the get, so the get itself is fine and they can go and give it. It's going to be Edom Mesir. Now there's a puzzle, so now he says Mizuya. Because there's a puzzle aid on. Can we cut off the Simas?
No. Once it's puzzle, it's puzzle, that's all. Once it's puzzle. The sefer should not be an eid. The machlek is in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, whether the sefer could be an eid or not. Now, if the sefer could be an eid, then he talks about chasimah. Okay, but chasimah certainly not.
Seems that there's no koshaila. That we be paske adala that he cannot be an eight. He cannot be an eight.
Because he's like the shliach of the Baal.
That would not be so bad.
He can make some drinks.
But the shaila is see what we are afraid. If the circle could be an aid, the Gemara says, let's say the Baal appointed a certain man to be a Sefer and two other men to be Edom. When it comes to write the get, the Edom will have too much respect for the Sefer as if the Sefer is possible Edom.
That's why he's not the aid.
And that's why he ruled them out. He shouldn't be an aid. And therefore, they are going to be kind enough and let the Sefer sign instead of one of the Edom. And the husband didn't say so. It would be a violation of his sibah, Tiva Baal, and the whole thing would be invalid. That's why the Alochis let the Sefer never sign. If he never signed, that gizere, Ona Imru, that's in Das Amabo, Ona Imru, is the whole sugya there that gezeira will be eliminated. Once the Sefer can't write.
Can the Sefer be an Eid Mesira?
Eid Mesira, they say he could be.
Can the Sefer be the Rav?
It could be the Rav, it could be the... They could also be the Shaliach. The Shaliach. That's what we do today.
And it could be the Dayan if it's a Dayan.
Yeah, it could be a Dayan too. As a matter of fact, today the Shaliach can also be a member of the Dayan. And the Edom can be the Yonah. That's the reverse.
If we're right about the Sofa will get too much kafa, they will become the aid. Is that the problem, that the Sofa will become too much?
They will invite the Sofa to be an aid, yeah. Even when the husband did not order him.
So why take it to logic, because man is saying nowadays,
yeah.
It's not the Sofa, it's the person's Masada the get, yeah. Is the one who's called the Choshev one. In other words, his man is saying, I don't think people think the aid is Choshev, people think that the Masada get,
yeah.
Is the one who is Choshev.
Well, anyway, this is the Sugya Nigamara.
You're covered. They give him a cover. He can't be the Rav, he doesn't know that much, but he could be that you give him a cover. They don't remember Habiju to be the aid.
Yeah. See, the aid. Yeah.
No, but that's.
In the Baal wasn't written, wasn't the Baal, the Masada get
the
Masada. You can make another
Gezeira,
as you say, right?
See, it seems that one time, they're suffering like Chazonim. Chazonim, you're supposed to chazon after all it serves the community. Like I'm to Shaila, so chazon became an own in Yom Kippur. You know, his father passed away. And the Kvura was after Yom Kippur, so when the Shaila, whether you can dive on Yom Kippur for the Yom. So, what's his name? One of the Hungarian Abonim, I forgot his name. So here I has in the Tshuva, as the basket he could dive for the Yom. Because our chazan has the same aloha like our Kohen Gadol. He did the avoid him, it's a midrash. And our Kohen Gadol oinen, it does the avoid him.
Yeah?
Don't you know about a Kohen Gadol? It's just like Emma. Last Shabbos.
How can a chazan be a Kohen Gadol?
No, he said,
it's like Kohen Gadol.
It's been Kohen Kohen Gadol. A chazan has been Kohen Kohen Gadol. So therefore, a chazan is very important. You expect a chazan to be a Yerushalayim, and to Alamais. And the Vayla, we have chazanim, actors, you know, you don't know that. It wasn't your days. He's already actors already.
I once saw a chazan
that
didn't
work. Moshe.
What happens then? What would happen then if he said, Kulchem?
Yeah.
And one of them is going to be the Sefer, and yeah. The rest are going to be the Edom. So they're signing also Tanai that the Sefer could do or not.
No, if it says...
If he says Kulchem, he says Kulchem, Mamish makes it Kulchem, we're afraid of this Kulchem, but it says Kulchem.
They all have to sign.
So they all have to sign. Yeah. The Sefer doesn't...
They have Kulchem, it's not Kulchem, that's what it says.
No, but that's not Kulchem.
Kulchem, the Gemara, the Kulchem is, that he spoke to 10 people.
Yeah, he wants them to sign two of the Aos Deidim and two of the Deidim.
When he says Kulchem, then they all must sign. And if one doesn't sign...
So I'm saying they all will sign. So let's say he wants even a Vavazahir. So he back and does it. He says, everybody here is going to sign, or I'm not giving the get.
Yeah.
Everybody's my witness today.
Well, all right,
so two will be the Edom, I'll say them, and two will be, the other will be Al-Tanai.
If he says Shabbat Feri, there's no sign.
So there's no
Chisorin
then?
No Chisorin.
You don't
have
enough paper.
There is no
Chisorin
in that?
If he says Kolachim, if he wants, I'm afraid that he will not run the circuit.
Can you appoint yourself to sign?
Well, now that's why we, our many kids are surface and not DNA. For that gezerah.
Does the gezerah extend so far? What happens out of town is the rav who's being misadah to get, and there's the sofer, and there aren't any more edim. So now, so the rav can sign, and if the sofer won't be able to sign, so you won't be able to do it.
Import the kosher.
The gezerah extend so far even to...
Yeah.
Get on the telephone.
Not aloche, not aloche.
That's it.
Not aloche, not aloche. Get your answer by our koyes. These are all missionaries, a few tests. You get your answer by our koyes. Shall I have the kachom? In a court, the aid of the kachom has some knowledge of the goyes you aid him as signed. But Philip Kosru Yisrov Yisrov, even the Sefer was a Yisrov, the Nimsa by aid him is serious Yisrov, and when it was Nimsa to the woman, it was also kosher aid him. ושם יש עדה אוהב את הכחון מחסום לבוי מובהוקים וניקורם לכויל שם אוהב את הכחון זה אמס הגוי שנאמן you can't possibly make a mistake that is Jewish דלק הרמחש דן מאוסל למסמך הלאיו אפילו אוכל ספוס וזה מחוי סתן כאן ורב שם ויפס כבר תן כאן
I have an
aid to go
go to the court we'll have somebody who's a lawyer and he's involved with divorces. The people are not from. He'll get two kosher edim, and they'll sign the divorce papers. And now she's mugureshes, and they can even add a clause. Let the lawyer add a little clause, and they are now.
No, but we have not yet there. You have not the English yet, maybe.
I'm saying that the divorce. Yeah. This is the question, right?
No, the English got.
You talk about
get
mamish
and court. May mean I can't get mamish.
You the whole day. We're all in
there. Doesn't he write a get on the goyish court?
So what is
this? I want to write a get on the goyish court. I had a case where they didn't trust each other. He was afraid that she wouldn't cooperate in the English yet.
Uh-huh.
She was afraid that he would not give the get. A cloud of the lawyers. Finally, they prevailed upon the judge.
Yeah.
And as soon as he declares them divorced, we're going into his chambers, and we'll have the, in his presence, we'll have the get. And that's what we did. And our goyish court, and he heard his questions, you know, in English, I have the English. He was impressed. He asked shyness, he asked questions, you know.
About,
no, a goy, yeah. Yeah, got kashas echa, because as far as he knew, in Jewish law, you don't need her consent. The rabbi will ask the question. So I have to tell him that get balkorcha, and what else? She asked a few questions, but he was very much impressed about the formulations, you know, by comparison to general law. And he stayed through till the Mesiris Haget. And after the Mesiris Haget, thankfully, he sat, of course, by the English get, the British get, he sat. And then he sat from the gallery and said, he wants to sit in the back and listen to him. Could he do it? No pleasure. Comes back. But we did have it in court. I was in court, and I had it already in prison. I had a few times.
But this thing is, but let's say they would have fought right then, and they wouldn't have gone through with it. So what if the judge had recourse? Anybody had recourse at that point? What's the recourse?
Well, apparently he told them, and they agreed to it. They agreed to it. He wanted to back out. Yeah, he wanted to, but he didn't want to give it again.
The judge could tear
but the judge, once he mentioned it before and they agreed, so they couldn't, and then they have the chutzpah that after you clear the divorce civilly, they won't go through with it.
Yeah.
So they went in.
At
the York, you make difficulties, you know, the husband made difficulties in Havas.
Now, how can he possibly say that to Kufa that he is not being forced into this? I mean, the judge is sitting there.
I am not. I didn't make. Listen, I'm not a. To give us chuvi, you know. Personally, I feel that if a person is just lahachas, That's not considered. You want a civil divorce, so you do want a divorce.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's not the spirit of
it. That's not when the husband wants to be married to her, wants to live a married life. Pashteyach haret, balkorch is no good. Ritzoinah. But Ritzoinah to be a Russian. And that's why it's like a whole lot in you now, a lot of times, where the halach is kofen oysa shemer oysani. So the famous Kasher, the Rama, and the famous there, he really wants to be a mensch, but lahachas, the Yitzhak.
He's saying that Vivalt is going to go through at the end, but all scratching, it's just scratching.
The fact that he wants the civil divorce, he demands the divorce, and he wants the divorce. So what kind of business he doesn't want? He just wants to eat up.
Want the Yiddish type.
Wants to push it.
It's you're malamed to schuss for him to force him because he's
exactly that. That's
what it has to be from his free will. It has to be
written. Yeah, but in the meanwhile, he's been over on a lot here.
A lot of Yisurim. So, listen, that part is, the very first question, do you want to give it out of your own free will?
Well, no.
That's the very first question. No. So, we had it.
You had it here?
We had it here. We had it a number of times.
This is really sitting over here.
He says no.
He says, I'm not even married.
Which is real? You mean the Iranian?
We had an Israeli here. You were here then.
He didn't want it.
He says, I don't need it.
Yeah, but he's saying he really wants it.
They're married. It's all fake. He was only to get into the country.
So I once had a case where he said he doesn't want. So I said, all right, if you don't want, we can't do a thing. We can't go ahead if you don't want. But he had obligated himself because there were other considerations. Right, we can't go ahead. If you say you don't want, we can't go ahead. So he realized he is in a masking division. He masking division, of course not. I'm asking him, went through the gate. And a month or two later, when that other problem which was involved was eliminated, he brought us back. He called the Bezin. He wants to cancel the get because of his fortune. And he told me so, and I said, well, I told you that we can't go without your consent, but you finally consented to what it was. That's, you see, the yin, the yod.
Does the Rav call it Rahakis? He wants a divorce. He wants to get a civil divorce and everything else. But he even wants to even we ask him to give her a get. But by signing a get, now he's going to hire himself to pay the ksuba.
The ksuba is nothing to
do. So now he doesn't want to do it.
Fortunately, here we don't handle the ksuba at all. The ksuba is handled in court. Fortunately, today the ksuba doesn't mean anything here. In Israel, it means a great deal. But in here, the judge decides how much money he should pay for her, for the children. Here we are out of it. So, but what I'm trying to say is, I don't feel I'm in a koyach, you know. I would feel that as long as the man asks for a civil divorce, immediately you should give the get. And he doesn't want him, well, that's exactly what the law in New York law states. And luckily we didn't bring it up to the Supreme Court. If you bring it up to the Supreme Court, they will probably cancel it. It's against
them. Just one quick legal question. Yeah. What if he gave an English, they had a civil divorce.
Yeah.
And then they decided they don't want to have a get.
Is it both of them?
No, that the husband and wife, that they got back together.
Oh, fine.
But how do you straighten that out legally?
They have to get remarried.
Marriage license,
sure.
No, because we usually do that at the chasana.
The city hall.
Just go in there and fill out a paper.
Yeah.
You got to go to the city hall. Sure. If you are divorced already, you want to remarry, you got to go to the city hall.
Let me ask you something. We have an Indian that Zach Madam Shalabafana.
Yes.
So, I mean, you go through this all the time. I mean, for Pesach, I try, and people do it. They sell Pesach chametz for somebody else, and they don't even know about it. The other people don't even know about it. They don't know about it. Maybe they would oppose it, maybe they wouldn't oppose it. They sell chametz for them.
Yeah.
Because it's a zechus that they shouldn't have it. Either going to eat chametz or whatever. It's what they. It's a, so why can't I get up in the morning and say I'm going to give a get to somebody else? So it's zachum adam shalom. Zachum adam shalom b'fanim. What's this with Zaino? Let's say if he says I don't want it, I understand. Yeah, but let's say he says I didn't. Just like the Rebbe said.
Yeah.
Like the Rebbe said, if the woman will say, what's it? She's living biznus.
Yeah.
So if she'll say that she doesn't want to get to the rubs, then we can't make a get zikui. Yeah. Why can't I do a get zikui for the husband? Because he didn't say anything to me. He's living with no, and I'll go ahead and I'll make what?
It says the cost of the
service. Yes. But if I can go pay the money for the cipher.
Huh?
And the woman can pay the money for the cipher, and we consider it like it was even paid.
Yeah.
So why can't I go ahead and give an order that I get should be written? He didn't say negative. He didn't say no.
Mother asked, of course, the service, so he has to pay. And suppose, how does she pay? And Mother says, there's going to be a chachamim, the bezin, a mafke, hefke, bezin, hefke. So they make as if her money it belongs to him.
Right.
Now, the Hefke Bezna, that's Adin and Hefke Bezna, Arayat and Ezra,
Arayat.
Yeah. But because of love, the Torah says, in order to divorce, he has to do this and this.
That's the
cause. The cause of the Sefer Krisha, how can you go about it? All right, we use, you can make a Shaliyah, or a Shulchan Shalom, but he has to do it. He has to initiate it. But if he doesn't do it, if he doesn't do a thing, you know, I'll let you kiss with new. But he says, you're right again. He handed over, he makes a shalir, you hand it over. But if it doesn't say anything, how can we do it?
But maybe that's like in
stand up.
Doesn't he say Zachanan for the Khanat?
Yeah.
So you say, well, he finds an evader, right? So I'm Zohar for him because I'm a shalir, right? I've become a shaliach for that guy.
Yeah.
So now he's saying, I'm going to write the get.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
And I'm him, because Mustama wants me to write a get for him.
I'll go further. The Rav said before, I spoke with him, and he told me, I can't stand this woman.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, I got through the court.
Yeah.
She's no longer my wife. I don't want anything to do with her. So that should be enough to say, go write a get. What's the difference if he's sitting in the board? He doesn't know anything about it. He's never learned the Sefer Gittin. He doesn't know anything about the halachas. So I'll go ahead for all these friar people, and I'll say that they got the divorce. The lawyer told me it's an Eid Echor, Shnei Eidim. Shnei Eidim, he said, I have nothing to do with her anymore. She's to me nothing. I don't want anything to do with her. I want to
stay. Why would anybody go to her again? Again,
the Rebbe said aflahachis. He didn't accept it in the case. We're sitting in court, and the judge is sitting in the back, and the judge is watching. Is he going to give it? And the Rebbe said that's good enough.
I asked him, do you give it out of your own free will?
Yeah, but
I asked him this question. Okay, the very first question.
So what's Zikui? But the Rebbe doesn't ask the woman. We do our get day Zikui. We don't ask the woman.
No. But the woman that doesn't say, says the nothing but your door. Says that even Bal Korach, he did not tell it of even Bal Korach. But man is different.
Yeah. I'm not talking about it. I'm not saying that. I just want to know one thing.
Yeah.
When it happens for Pesach, some people do this. I
don't know how
that works. Okay. But I have it from a bonum that it works. I can go ahead, and they never told me to do it, and I'm selling their chametz. Now, as far as like this, if the doctor works, so it's a chutz for them.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Now, the only question is, maybe they don't say, maybe they're going to get, they're gone, and maybe I'm even a veiver, because I'm, all right, this, Isaiah, Rabbanim who mentioned that this is an eitzah. It doesn't mean it works 100%, it's a suffix.
Yeah.
So maybe we should have done, like Rabbi was trying to do it, Rashi, whatever. Maybe we should have made a simple thing where we will do it. If it works, It works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
But when it happens, it doesn't work. Okay,
that's all.
That's it. All
right. Yeah.
And that's on the common, the Chachamim. Shimon maintains, as long as Shem is Mubhokim, we know definitely it's not Jewish men, it's Goyish names. Then I don't have to be Choshish, lest that we are going to consider them Jews. So even though the Chassim is done by Goyim, as long as the Mesirah, the Mesirah is Choshish.